update for Saturday, September 6th, 2008. Granted, it'll be September 7th by the time all of you read it, but technicality, this is my post-UFC 88 quick thoughts. I just want to give quick thoughts. The show just ended. We'll have a full, more in-depth roundtable tomorrow with myself, Jason Bent, and possibly some others joining us as well. But we start off the show. First off, good show tonight. A lot of really good undercard stuff, just really solid action from start to finish. And wow, some shocking stuff on this show. Just absolutely shocking. But first off, let's break down the card. Dong Hyun Kim against Matt Brown had a good opener. The third round was a little bit back and forth. Could have gone either way. First two rounds were very clear-cut. Kim taking the first round, Brown taking the second. And in the third round, Brown was landing a bunch of shots, was doing really well. Kim got a takedown, a couple of takedowns in that round, and he finally did some damage from the top after Brown was defending it pretty well, but then Kim landed a couple of really hard elbows and actually cut open a nice cut on Brown. And I thought it was enough for him to win that round, and I thought that's the way the judges would go, and he picked it up by a split decision. I had this as a 2-star-plus fight. Next up, Martin Kampman against Nate Marquardt. Nate Marquardt, just absolute domination. Lands a head kick early, followed up with some knees, started teeing off. Kampman was holding on for a while, then he got pushed into the cage and just ate a whole ton of shots, and then just kind of slumped down, and the ref stepped in. So Marquardt picked up the TKO victory, 122 of the first round. Another really exciting display from Nate Marquardt there. I was expecting a more even fight in here, but I thought Marquardt was going to pull this off. I thought he was going to have a good showing after the disappointing loss to Talis Lytus at UFC 85. So, good win for Nate Marquardt. And for Martin Kampman, it's his first loss in the UFC, but it was to a really great fighter. He'll be back for more for sure. Nate Marquardt gets back on the horse, and he'll be looking to get back up the ranks in the middleweight division on his way to a rematch with Anderson Silva. Dan Henderson picked up his first victory in the UFC in a long time, and it was his first fight that wasn't a title fight in quite some time as well. Husamar Polaris showed why he was a dangerous opponent for Henderson, because once they got it to the ground, Polaris almost had a couple of submissions on Henderson, but Henderson, with just great sprawls, great job of avoiding the takedown. He had a perfect game plan for this fight. For some, it wasn't the most exciting fight, but I thought Henderson did really, really well. The first two rounds, I thought, were really exciting, really good back and forth. The third round kind of took it down a bit. It was a little bit slow, a bit tentative, but big win for Dan Henderson and getting that confidence back and rebounding after losing his first two fights back. Granted, they were to Quentin Jackson and Anderson Silva, but he gets a win back here against a tough opponent in Polaris, who definitely showed some great ground game, but Henderson kind of picked him apart in the stand-up a bit and just landed a ton more shots and did a lot more damage. And Henderson just did a great job of avoiding Polaris's offense, plain and simple. Avoided Polaris's takedowns for the most part, and was able to slip out of the submission attempts as well. So, good fight for Henderson. Tim Boach against Michael Pat. One of the prelim fights here was aired. They didn't call it a prelim fight. But Boach picks up a TKO victory at two minutes of the first round. And Pat wasn't very happy with the stoppage, but it was clear that he was rocked. Boach landed a nice right hand about a minute and 45 into the round and followed up with a bunch of punches on the ground. And it was clear Pat's eyes rolled to the back of his head after the first punch when he went down. And Herb Dean was forced to step in there. So another good showing from Boach after his loss to Matt Hamill. He rebounded here, picked up a nice victory. Speaking of Matt Hamill, his fight against Rich Franklin, I was expecting more out of this. I was expecting more out of Matt Hamill for this fight, to be honest. I thought he was going to come in and be able to do a lot more than he was. He didn't really attempt takedowns in this fight. I'm not sure what his game plan was, but Franklin, give him all the credit in the world. He absolutely picked apart Matt Hamill in the stand-up game. Tons of leg kicks, tons of body kicks, and it's not often you see a TKO from a body kick, but that's what happened here. 39 seconds of the third round, Franklin with just a hard kick to the gut of Matt Hamill, and Hamill went down, and that was it. So Franklin really just dominated Hamill here. I honestly thought Hamill was going to have a better performance, but he just got outclassed. Franklin, Hamill's takedown attempts, it just, he didn't have much there and kept going after a leg and kind of grabbing at a foot of Franklin, and Franklin just continued to be very aggressive, or not really aggressive, he just continued to be smart and pepper kicks and shots, combinations all over the place on Hamill, and just picked up really good victory at 205. He's got a lot of opponents in that light heavyweight division if he chooses that he feels comfortable with it. But, you know, he looked really, really good against the bigger, stronger Matt Hamill here. So we'll see what he's got going forward in this division. But he's got plenty of opponents to go after and to face. Speaking of that stacked light heavyweight division, the main event of the evening, Chuck Liddell, Rashad Evans. This was Chuck trying to get back towards the title shot after his victory over Vanderlei Silva last December. This fight, of course, was supposed to happen at UFC 85, but Liddell was forced out with a hamstring injury. Rashad Evans, still undefeated coming into this fight, is looking to really establish himself, because despite his 16-0-1 record coming in here, a lot of people don't look at him as a top guy for some reason or another. And he's not looked at as the most exciting fighter or the best fighter, but all he does is win, and you know what? He shocked everyone tonight. The first round was really tentative. Rashad kind of showboating a bit with his shoulder movements and kind of dancing around a bit. Late in the round, they got some nice exchanges. Rashad landed some good kicks and some good shots. I thought he did enough to win the first round, but it was a very tentative round and there wasn't much to it. Second round, much different. They exchanged right away. Chuck landed some good shots, a good right hand and a nice left hook. Rashad landed some shots, and then Chuck presses, and they both go for shots at the same time. Chuck comes in and attempts a uppercut at the same time. Rashad comes with an overhand right hook and knocks Chuck Liddell out cold. I'm still floored that that happened. That was a total highlight reel knockout. To be honest, I'm still in shock over just how decisive of a knockout Rashad Evans picked up against Chuck Liddell. He landed that right just right on the button, right on the chin, and Chuck was out cold for a good minute or two, and you know what? Rashad Evans is, he proved tonight he's in that upper echelon of light heavyweights, and he needs to be taken seriously. I still think Lyoto Machida deserves a title shot before Rashad Evans. But, you know, Rashad is right up in there after this victory. You know, depending on his state, his physical state after this fight, I don't know how much damage he suffered. He didn't take that much damage tonight, but depending on how that is for him, and how quickly his recovery time is, I wouldn't mind seeing Rashad Evans, Lyoto Machida, in a number one contenders fight. Granted, that one could be kind of boring to watch. It might not be the most exciting fight, but I think it would go to show who's number one and who deserves a shot at Forrest Griffin. Then again, they could throw either of them in with a title shot, and I mean, they'd be okay. But again, I think Machida should get that shot first, but Rashad just definitely threw his name in as an upper echelon guy with that decisive highlight reel knockout of Chuck Liddell tonight. Just amazing to see. The show finished up with Jason McDonald and Jason Lambert. McDonald, of course, back in. This is from the prelims. Of course, McDonald fighting for the second time in a month after losing to Demian Maia at UFC 87. First round was really good. Lambert had McDonald in two guillotine chokes that McDonald was able to fight through. The first one, he was able to pop his head out. The second one, he got caught right at the end, and Lambert ran out of time as the buzzer saved McDonald because he had it in tight. Second round, McDonald gets a takedown after they trade punches, and he finally passes to full mount. Lambert tries to roll out. He gives up his back. McDonald holds the body triangle really tight and forces his arm in to get the rear naked choke, and he gets the tap-out victory. 120 of the second round. Just a really, really good undercard fight between these two. Just really good groundwork and big victory for McDonald to get back on. So, like I said, good show. Absolutely shocking knockout from Rashad Evans. And plain and simple, he's for real. But thanks for staying up late and listening to this tonight. We'll be back tomorrow with a longer look at the show and a breakdown with more perspective from other members of our staff. So thanks for listening again. This is Jamie Panic signing off.